Hey there, Kimberly Olson here, also known as the Gold Digger Girl. I'm a number one international best-selling author, multiple seven-figure earner, social media marketing expert, mompreneur mogul, and branding ninja. I'm on a mission to inspire you to get lit in your business, set your soul on fire, and teach you how to build your empire. Join us as we dive into action-oriented strategies that are going to allow you to scale your online business and create simple systems that duplicate. Let's get started. Hey, hey, Kimberly Olson here, back for another episode of Hashtag Get Lit, where we crush your business in less than 10 minutes. For today's episode on the podcast, we're going to talk about how I manifested $1 million. So you know I'm always talking about business and all the things, but today I wanted to talk to you more about the energetics behind it and some really cool strategies I implemented. You'll also see below a link to a webinar I did really mapping out the whole entire process. I call it the cycle of sales. So if you want the hands-on tactical, just look below this podcast episode. And before we jump in, I want to give a shout out to our sponsor, Project Broadcast. They absolutely are the go-to when it comes to text message marketing. Did you know you can actually automate your lead gen, follow-up, nurturing, and closing sales right via text message? If you didn't know, look below. I've got some extra credits for you to go ahead and give it a go, and I'll talk more about that later. In the interim, let's go ahead and dive into this episode, how I manifested $1 million. So I had done $250,000 my first full year as an entrepreneur. And at the end of the year, I had no money. So what happened was, is I was overspending. I was actually with a network marketing company that was really big on, doing cash back for people enrolling in the business. Like, it, looking back, it was pretty shady, and they still do that, but we're going to let that go over right now. So I was actually putting out a lot of money. So it wasn't very profitable. My business model wasn't, and my money mindset wasn't there. So at the end of the year, I realized, oh my gosh, like, I have learned how to make money, but I haven't learned how to keep it. So if you are need to make more money, or you can relate to what I'm saying, where you're like, gosh, I make enough money at my job or with your online business that you don't understand why you don't have more money, it's because of this. Okay. It's money mindset mastery is really what it comes down to. So depending on when you watch this, we actually do have a masterclass we're bringing back. It's been well over a year since I've taught this one. So jump into it, because you need to really, really study this material. And I become an expert in this. I'm coming up on eight figures as an eight-figure earner. And if I added my network marketing revenue that I've generated for, sales, I'm already past that. Okay. So I share that not to impress you, but to impress upon you that I am as proud of what I'm teaching. Okay. So the first thing I did is I wrote a check to myself. So my very first one was actually $7,500. This one, I wrote this check to myself. The reason why it was $7,500 is because I wanted to be able to have $7,500 above our expenses to be able to pay off our last debt, which was my husband's car loan. So that was the first check I wrote out to myself, and I was able to do that. And it was right around $7,000, which was really cool. And then I did $10,000, then I did $25,000. Right. So here's the check I wrote to myself. I wrote it in 2019, and I wrote it for the end of 2020. Okay. So you guys can see it. I'll hold it up right here. I don't live at that address anymore, so it doesn't matter if you see it. So it's, you guys can see it's $1 million. And I wrote it to myself, and I put for scaling, which is, I have trainings on scaling. I had to learn to scale my business. I launched my first group coaching program in 2020 that aligned with the right network marketing company, and, obviously built multiple streams of revenue, really big and affiliate, and having different offers. Okay. And so at the end of that year, I had done $1.1 million. The key to success and what changed for me was how I saw myself in this world and my relationship with money. So I knew I could make money. I'd gotten there, but I had this huge fear that it was all going to go away. And it's something I still struggle with. I grew up in poverty. I grew up on, reduced lunch, layaway. I grew up where there was never enough money. I mean, that was just literally my life. And so if you grow up with that, right, from being very young all the way until, I got out of the house. When I graduated high school, I was out. Paid my way through college, never looked back. But if you grow up with that, it's not something you can just meditate over and suddenly you're, healed, right? Like, it's a lifelong journey, and it's something I'll probably always be up against as far as like watching my mind. And I've experienced it in real time, even last year, where I was manifesting, getting back into those patterns of overspending and just things, right? And so it really does come down to us. So what I want you to focus on is how can you build a new self-identity, a self-image of yourself? For me, one of the things I did last year was I rebranded. So we rebranded our entire Olivet. So we rebranded the website, we rebranded the logos. I actually had a couple of really key photo shoots where I was capturing the essence of who I was becoming. I had a huge Quantum Leap last summer, huge. I keep Quantum Leaping and it's not stopping. And it's a lot sometimes to just kind of keep recalibrating and going up and up and up. But what I was doing is I was externally showing myself, this is who I'm becoming. You know, I'm evolving into this higher level version of myself. Higher level does not mean you have a Louis Vuitton bag. It does not mean Chanel. It does not mean private jets. It means something different for everyone. And to me, it meant embodying and being an example to others of wealth and abundance and prosperity, a little bit of luxury, but that's not really actually that important to me. And that's not a huge part of my brand. There's elements of it and you get a little feel of it. But for me, it's more about abundance and prosperity. It's about being able to give generously. We have a nonprofit and we help women in our community. It's about going on vacation. I travel all the time now and being able to do amazing things for my team and for my family and my kids and all the things. So that's more important to me. And so in the brand, I wanted to represent that. So did a lot of work with the external. And at the same time was working on the internal. And there was definitely some time where I was like, "Who?" You know, that imposter syndrome kicks in. And so much of this is you saying, okay, who am I? Who am I becoming? What does that version of myself look like? And then working on the internal side of you to match that, okay? Because there's going to be a gap until you fully embody that. I am this, I am that woman. That woman I was like working on evolving up to, I am her. And now I'm working on that next level, which is nothing to do with anything that I just shared with you. It's actually totally different. And that's cool. And that's where I'm at right now. And more to come on that. I'm not ready to coach on it yet. Wait 1 second, Gold Digger. I totally want to interrupt what we were talking about to tell you something important. When you hear the word automation, I bet you get really excited about that, right? Well, one of the ways I was able to scale my business from a six-figure business to a seven-figure business and then a multiple seven-figure business was by implementing automation. My favorite way to automate my text message marketing is with Project Broadcast. So basically what you can do is you can have people opt into your list with a keyword and you can give them a freebie or have them register for an upcoming free challenge or workshop that you have. Basically, you're going to incentivize them. Now they're on your text list and with a click of a button, you can send on a list or send out a text to your entire list. It's a 98% open rate. And think about it, when you're texting somebody, you're inside of their text message or you're on their phone, right? It's really personal. I've been able to use text message marketing to be able to reach our audience in a totally different, intimate way. But most importantly, it's created automation. So instead of me DMing my whole list about a new product release or a flash sale or something coming up, I can schedule it. By the way, you can schedule it to send that out whenever the time is right. So I highly recommend that you check out Project Broadcast to implement text message marketing into your own business. Check the link in the comments below and get started today. So my point in saying all that is, who are you right now? Well, who do you want to be? And you can be whoever you want. That can look like anything that you want. You want to be in a cover magazine? I want to be in a cover magazine and not one that I had to pay to get into, but one that someone said, we're going to put you in the front of the magazine and I'm on it. I didn't pay to be on there. Who wanted that? Maybe you don't want that. Maybe you don't care about that. Maybe you just want to make six figures from your network marketing company on social media and that's it. That's cool too. So who are you now? Who do you want to become? And then what do you need? This is key. What do you need to do now to become that person? That's powerful, isn't it? I didn't show up differently. I had to talk to myself differently. I just surround myself with the right people to free up my time to go and create these different things and these, you know, other forms of wealth in my life and have a team on the back end to support me, right? And get really clear, like, where are my gifts and how should I be showing up in this world? I shouldn't be, you know, creating spreadsheets and like calculating things, right? Well, I should do that stuff, but that's not what I should be doing. I should be doing this. I should be coaching and mentoring and inspiring and showing and leading. And then being with my family and having a whole lot of fun, okay? So there's so much I want to talk to you about with this. Really, I feel like I could just go on and on and on. And for time's sake, I'm not going to do that, but I am going to go ahead and invite you to the masterclass. Now, it's already been done, you're watching this later and you're like, we actually have an incredible program that we can get you into that really gets you calibrated on adopting that millionaire mindset. All right, gold diggers, that's a wrap on how I manifested $1 million. Hopefully it gave you some tangible things that you can actually start implementing to be able to attract more money into your own life, in your business, and being able to have all the things that you want. It really does start with the energetics behind visualization, goals, and manifestation. And again, just a reminder that we have that webinar link for you below. So go ahead and jump into how I went from $250,000 to $1.1 million in 1 year. I also have some extra bonuses for you for registering. If this episode was helpful, definitely hit the button to subscribe so you don't miss any at all. Then take a screenshot, throw it in your stories, and tag me at the Gold Digger Girl. I'll give you a special shout out. And please leave a review. It's the best compliment you can give me. Thank you for listening. Until next time, get lit in your business and set your soul on fire. Well, that's a wrap, Gold Digger. Hope you love this episode and to dive in even more into this material. I have a special offer for you. All you have to do is drop the word boss on Instagram and shoot that over to us, and we will send you a free copy of my number one international bestseller, Boss It Up, Bae. We have some special goodies for you with that as well. In this book, I'm going to teach you how to level up your personal brand, attract your ideal avatar to you, and totally dominate your online space. So make sure you head over to Instagram right now, DM us the word boss, and we will get that to you. And as always, make sure you subscribe and all the things to not miss any other episodes. Until next time, get lit in your business and set your soul on fire. This episode was brought to you by The Gold Digger Girl, the program that teaches you how to build the six-figure foundation for your business. If you want support from an experienced coach that's become a self-made millionaire, recently recognized as the number two recruiter globally in her network marketing company, she's helped countless others scale their online business and create simple systems that duplicate. All you have to do is email support over at The Gold Digger Girl. You'll see the option in the menu tab so we can find out best how to support you on your entrepreneurial journey.